This news update is being brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your local home or business. Also by Mackenzie Jewelers, a Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. Mackenzie Jewelers, a Bad Axe. And welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, and I'm coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. A Laker Elementary School has welcomed a new staff member named Scout, who is a golden mini-doodle therapy dog in training. Scout arrives daily, with his owner, who is a special education teacher named Shannon Popham, and has quickly become a campus favorite, boosting student morale and attendance. While he doesn't teach math or reading, Popham says Scout teaches more important life lessons through his steadfast patience, love, and energy. The school's therapy program began last year when Popham proposed the idea. She received funding through the Red Fern Scholarship with training guidance from the Stokeshire Designs, and transportation was provided by Buholtz Transport. Scout completed puppy school, months of weekly trainings, and 7 weeks of intensive certification training. Grants from Frankenmuth Credit Union and the Huron Community Foundation helped cover costs. On campus, Scout greets students, visits classrooms, and spends time with those having a tough day. He must pass an official test to become certified on his first birthday, which is Christmas Day. Popham says Scout has brought joy to students and staff, calling him, quote, the best Christmas gift I never knew I needed, unquote. We'll be right back with your news, but first, here's a message from our sponsor at AVS Tech Team.
Big changes are coming, and it's important for your computer to keep up. Windows 10 has officially reached its end of life, which means Microsoft will no longer provide security updates or patches. The only way to stay protected is to upgrade to Windows 11, and the AVS Tech Team is here to help. Without Windows 11, your personal data becomes much more vulnerable to viruses, malware, and spyware. The Tech Team's qualified technicians will check your computer's compatibility with Windows 11 so you know exactly what to expect. If your current computer isn't ready for the upgrade, don't worry. The Tech Team can help you find the perfect new PC that fits your needs and budget. When making the switch, the Tech Team will securely and seamlessly transfer your important files and data, making sure nothing gets lost along the way. Visit the Tech Team in Pigeon or Sandusky or call 888-282-4943. Stay secure and upgrade now with the AVS Tech Team.
Welcome back. Bad Axe City officials are reviewing options for a new ordinance covering residential solar panels and battery storage. The council recently opened public discussion on several safety and design considerations, including whether battery storage should be allowed in basements or limited to outdoor installation, and whether outdoor wiring should run through underground conduits for safety. Council members agreed that solar panels should be installed with at least 3 feet off the roof to allow firefighters access, and that system should be designed to minimize visibility from the street. The city is also considering a new retainer system to ensure homeowners remains responsibility for maintenance with funds and transferring if property is sold. In addition, officials discussed the need for separate ordinance regulating short-term rentals, noting similar concerns about safety and accountability. The council will consult with its attorney and the Huron County Zoning and Planning Departments before drafting any final ordinances. And a Saginaw man accused in a deadly shooting outside of the Hoyt Library is now on trial. 34-year-old Derek Grant faces charges including open murder and felony firearm in connection with the September 2024 killing of 38-year-old Henry J. Ford. Authorities say the shooting happened after a family-related argument turned violent outside the downtown Saginaw Library. Ford was fatally shot during this confrontation. Grant was arrested shortly after the incident and has been held without bond since in the Saginaw County Jail. We'll be right back with your news, but here's another message from our sponsor at Bresky Siding. So stay tuned. Your broadcasting news. We'll be right back.
Oh, no!
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom. It's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
Welcome back. Here's your November Community Food Pantry and event schedule. November 1st, which is a Saturday, the Thumb Bread Basket is from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., which is a two-hour event. Bad Axe United Methodist Church Food Pantry runs from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., and the Good Shepherd Parish of Ubley Food Pantry runs from 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. on November 3rd, 10th, 17th, and 24th, which are Mondays. The HBPH Ministerial Association Food Pantry runs from 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on November 4th, 11th, 18th, 12th, and 25th, which are Tuesdays. The St. Paul Food Pantry, the Pigeon Food Pantry, opens from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on November 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th, which are Wednesdays. The Bad Axe United Methodist Church runs from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., and the Good Shepherd Parish of Food Pantry in Ubley runs from 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Those are also on November 5th, 12th, 19th, 26th, and those are all still Wednesdays. Positive Alternatives runs from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., the St. Paul Pigeon Food Pantry, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and the Good Shepherd Parish Food Ubley Food Pantry, is from 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., and these are on November 6th, 13th, and 20th, which are Thursdays. On November 8th and 22nd, which are Saturdays, the HBPH Ministerial Association Food Pantry is from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And on Friday, November 14th, the Pop-Up Food Pantry is at the Cass City Elementary School starting at 11 a.m. On November 20th, which is a Thursday, Community Thanksgiving Dinner is at 5 p.m. And on November 27th is Thanksgiving Day. These are your monthly food pantry and event schedules. Coming up, we'll have more news, but stay tuned. Mackenzie Jewelers, our sponsor, is going to give us a quick message, and we'll be right back.
Guys, it may be hunting season, but it's also engagement season. Maybe it's time to snag the doe of your dreams. When you're on to the beautiful diamond from Mackenzie Jewelers, there's no way she'll say no. Sit down and let me show you why Mackenzie Jewelers has the best value in diamonds. If you want to watch her eyes light up, come in and we'll customize a ring just for her. Maybe you want a traditional round cut diamond, or how about a princess, cushion, oval, or maybe marquee? The choice is all yours. Stop into Mackenzie Jewelers today. We'll help you get the trophy of a lifetime.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's Mackenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe Shopping Center on the north side of Bad Axe.
With over 40 years of experience, Mackenzie Jewelers is sure to make your holidays sparkle.
Welcome back. About 7:15 a.m. Thursday morning here on County Central Dispatch, received a call for a car versus moped crash on Elkton Road near Canboro Road in Oliver Township. Deputy Stephen Bismack arrived within minutes and found the moped driver was seriously injured. The driver of the car was not hurt. Ambulances from Elkton and Pigeon, along firefighters from Oliver Township and Owendale, responded to the scene. The moped operator, identified as 41-year-old Roy Hill of Marlette, was first taken to Shurer Hospital and later flown by helicopter to an out-of-county hospital due to the severity of his injuries. Investigators say a 2008 Chevy Cobalt, driven by the 21-year-old Bay City man, was heading north on Elkton Road when it struck the slower-moving 2022 moped, and it was very dark outside, so it is unclear if the moped's taillight was working at this time. Authorities say Hill had been using the moped to commute between his job in the Pigeon area and his home in Marlette. The Huron County Sheriff's Office is handling the investigation with help from the Elkton Police Department. Keaton Lemon, a graduate of Carroll High School, has joined the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office as a full-time corrections officer. After completing his field training, Lemon will attend the local Corrections Academy, which is a 160-hour program that is certified by the Michigan Sheriff's Coordinating and Training Council. The academy covers topics including correctional law, security procedures, stress management, ethics, first aid, and preparing officers for work in county jails across the state of Michigan. We'll be right back, but here's a quick message from our sponsor at McKenzie Jewelers, so stay tuned.
Shopping at the north end of Baddocks is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And that's it for our 12 o'clock news. Coming up, we got some weather from Steve Adamson.